Now verses 13 through 16. Notice it says, and he's arrayed in a garment sprinkled with blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which are in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and pure. And out of his mouth proceedeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of God the All-Ruler. And he hath on his garment and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Now his garment is sprinkled with blood. And we are told here he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of God. And that takes us back to Isaiah. You remember the 63rd chapter. I wonder if I dare take time to just turn there and for a moment read, who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah, and that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength, I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the wine fat? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me, for I will tread them in mine anger, and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. That refers to the second coming, not the first coming of Christ. And then we're told he'll rule them with a rod of iron. That takes us back to Psalm 2. And he will be, as we've said, a world dictator. And he is the one that God says, I'll set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree the Lord has sent unto me. Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee, that is from the dead. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. How will he get them? Didn't get them at the first coming. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. That's what John's talking about here. His coming to this earth, the fury of his wrath at his second coming is in sharp contrast to his gentleness at his first coming. However, both reveal the wrath of the Lamb. The armies of heaven are evidently the legions of angels that do his bidding.